Chapter 41. Offices of Merritt Jaxton, Coruscant.
Merritt Jaxton, for all that he enjoyed being the center of attention, found that when he needed to, he was very good at keeping his head down. He'd started to wonder if something was going wrong when Lesserson fell silent. He'd known something was going wrong when Bramson died of so-called natural causes, and Treen left within hours of his death. And when Perova's body turned up, he, who had sent the fake Jedi after Admiral Nekboatu, did not believe it was the work of Tahiri Vela, or any other Jedi. There were only two of them left, three if you counted Suldar, who was supposed to have been the new boy, and who had suddenly seemed to be running the show and reducing the number of people he needed to deal with right and left. He'd liked it when Lesserson was the head of the whole thing. Well, the titular head, though Jaxton knew the whole thing had been Senator Treen's idea. Now that neither of them was reachable, Jaxton was starting to feel very, very insecure indeed. He stared at his comlink, turning it over and over in his hand, then finally clicked it.
"Yeah,"
came the cold metallic voice. Jaxton hesitated. He didn't know what he was going to say.
"I don't like this."
"What don't you like?"
"Perova and Bramson are dead."
"And we're alive. So?"
Did General Stavin Thal just not get it?
"And what makes you think we won't be next? These blasted senators thinking they can control us. No word from the good old Palpatine either,"
he added, recalling with distaste the costumed meeting where Lesserson had shown up as Emperor Palpatine. A pause.
"You know, you have a good point. Let's get together and discuss it."
"Where?"
"I'll find you."
Jaxton stared at his comlink, and for no reason at all, he felt a chill. The rest of the day passed without comment from Thal. Jaxton went to a local cantina for a drink, then to a restaurant he was known to frequent for dinner, then came home and poured himself a nightcap. He nursed it, watching some holonews, and found himself relieved that no one he knew was reported dead. There came a knock on his door. He let out a sigh of relief. There was the man, finally.
"Stavin," he said cheerily as he opened the door. "You are one mysterious—"
Stavin Thal was indeed standing outside his door. So were two other men. Jaxton looked askance at them, and then looked back to Thal.
"Personal bodyguards. You can't be too careful these days."
"You're telling me,"
said Jaxton, and waved the men in.
"Can I get you something to drink?"
he said, heading to the bar.
"I've got a fine selection of—"
"Merit,"
said Thal, his mechanical voice oddly quiet.